Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's time to get off your ass and riot. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So turn up the volume, clean the crap out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to That Riot Show. I'm your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
And once again, hopefully you enjoyed our premiere video episode last week. We're going to be doing this every week, hopefully, until we get kicked out of our own studios, Judo Larry M.
Reminiscent of our days at Sirius.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Look. A blast from the past, Judah Larry M. Us at Sirius. Remember those days?
Sirius XM Radio.
This was in between getting yelled at constantly.
Constantly.
By our program director, Judah Larry.
Our great relationship with program directors. My God.
Ugh.
See, now we have, look, we have our own deal, and we have just,
yes,
we have to put up with Phil in the booth.
This is much better, by the way,
absolutely,
than being at Sirius, where we had hundreds of thousands of people listening to our opinions, as opposed to now, which is basically the five people that send me notes on Twitter.
Yes, I couldn't help but notice that Facebook had 18 big views.
Yes.
But that was only the first day.
Yeah, so
it's probably up to 19. Right?
But yeah, so the first thing we noticed last week, before we get into the pimping and everything, was there were a few comments, Larry, about your magical floating water bottles.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that.
This week, we were smart. We took off the green labels, obviously a brand of water. Who the hell cares? It's not like they're going to pay us anyway. It was Poland Spring, which we forgot had a green label. So if you notice, now our beverages have no green labels, Judah Larry. I'm sure hold up yours for the ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, see? It already floated. Oh,
there you go. See, because when you have a green screen, that's what happens, right? Unless there were some of you in there that really think we have like a huge TV behind us or something.
Why is there a map of Poland behind us? Okay.
Like, how many Polish guys does it take to fill up a water bottle? Is that where the joke is heading?
Fill up a spring?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard that one. Have you?
No, I haven't.
There you go. Well,
we could create a new joke.
No, that would take too long, and it probably wouldn't be funny. Yeah. Anyway, so this is That Riot Show. Let's pimp out Judo Larry M. For those folks that are not watching the episode, why aren't you? You should be going to YouTube, search for That Riot Show. Check us out in glorious HD. You could do that also on our Facebook page. If you go to YouTube, search for That Riot Show, and you'll find our channel. If you go to facebook.com/thatriotshow, all one word. You can also go to twitter.com/thatriotshow. And if you're stuck listening to us podcast-wise, why is that being stuck? It isn't really. You're still getting our wisdom filtered out through the sonic waves at you, Judah Larry. Check that out, doing the fingers, very wavy. Woo, scary stuff.
There you go.
But you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player.fm. We're still one of the top comedy podcasts on Player FM. Judah Larry, even after taking almost a month off, or 2 months off, still a top-ranked comedy show on Player.fm. Also on Podomatic, where they decided we're not comedy, we're conservative political talk.
Ugh. Oh, God. Not conservatives. Somewhat conservative, I mean.
Not liberals, perhaps, but I don't know. Anyway, so we can talk about that, but we can check us out on Podomatic. Like I said, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, SoundCloud.com. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, you'll be able to find us. Just search for That Riot Show. And everything should be good, Larry.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so let's start off. What do you want to talk about first this week?
Well, I guess the big news of the week is Scooby is running for president.
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Imagine 4 to possibly 8 years of that. My God.
No, I can't.
What are people thinking about?
But I really don't know what they're thinking about. But So Hillary announced, you're right.
Yeah, she announced.
And what's interesting is she hasn't actually announced. What happened was her people announced for her.
Right.
Right? She released a video on social media. Because that's the hep thing to do.
Yep.
And what else, Judah Lamb?
Well, she's traveling. She went from New York to Iowa in a what looks like a very souped-up black SUV.
Which is called?
What's it called?
The Scooby-Mobile?
Oh, the Scooby-Mobile, yes. I'm sorry. I thought that was a joke about the SUV.
And who knows what kind of Scooby snacks are being served in there with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
And Huma Abedin. But we're not saying what kind of snacks might have been munched on in that van, Larry.
Oh my goodness, they were together for so long.
And you know what it is? I don't know what kind of snacks. You know, Larry? Do you know what kind of snacks?
I have no idea.
I mean, could it possibly be clams?
Clams?
Clams are good snacks. Deep fried clams with a little what's that? Cocktail sauce?
What tail?
Cocktail sauce? No, they wouldn't have cocktail sauce.
No.
No, they may have. What's that other one? The white sauce? The tartar sauce.
Oh, tartar sauce. Oh,
with the clams. Possibly. I don't know. You know, we're talking about Hillary Clinton in a van with her people. Huma Abedin, of course. Being her body woman, right? Aren't they what they're called? Body women? Like they follow you. They follow the candidates around and they have all their shit right next to them.
What's that little fish that follows the sharks around?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Basically her function here. But wherever Hillary goes, yeah. She brings Huma and Amadee.
Yeah, yeah, and they're in the van together having snacks. Again, we don't know if it's clams. You know, I don't know if it's clams or something else.
No wieners.
No wieners, hey, no. Right. Even though her married name is Wiener, isn't it? Huma.
Yes.
Huma,
that's why I threw it in there. So,
This guy,
there he is.
Who sent out cock pics.
Not only did he do it.
Larry, look at the size of this cock back here.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Look at
that. Nice.
Did he send out the text of it.
Yeah.
But I like the, especially that after he got caught.
Yes.
Then he waited a little, and then he just started doing it again. Apparently, he thought nobody would catch him if he doubled back at the last moment.
So. Yeah. And Huma Abedin, being an empowered woman, just like her boss, Hillary Clinton, while they may or may not be sharing clam snacks, I'm just saying, I don't know, they might be, that they're empowered women, and they both stand by their cheating husbands. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they... For women of the left,
yes,
who are not supposed to be
power.
Right, who are in power, but yes. they're not supposed to be those type of women. Only conservative women do the Tammy Wynette, stand by your man. You're a pathetic potted plant. You're not a real. Well, remember Hillary's comment? I could have stayed at home and made tea and biscuits, but I decided to do something with my life.
Yeah, she decided to stand idly by, while her husband, as we mentioned last week, shoved cigars in the pussy. Of an intern.
Among other things, but...
Yeah, and not just the one intern, obviously, there were other women. And Huma Abedin learned from her mentor, right? Because instead of, leaving Anthony Weiner, who twice decided to text or DM cock pics.
Oh, my God.
She thought that the proper message to send women is to ignore all that as long as it benefits your career.
Yes, and that's what this has always been about. I mean, Hillary didn't care about Jennifer Flowers.
No.
She didn't care about Lewinsky. Nope. I mean, we talked about this a million times. You know they've had the following conversation. Bill, I don't care what you do.
Yep.
Just don't get caught and don't humiliate me in front of the world. And he's done that way too many times.
And I think she also said, and don't eat my clam snacks.
That's right.
Yeah, those are mine. You get your own clam.
That's right. And you know he's not... He's
snacks. Not. I'm sorry. Clam snacks. I don't want to leave the snacks off of it.
That's right.
Yes.
But Bill's not having it. Let me tell you something. Bill will go after anything. I honestly believe it's just female and breathing. I think that's his standard.
Oh, yeah?
No, I mean, well, come on. Sometimes you see...
Jennifer Flowers was a piece of ass back in the day.
Yeah, but sometimes you look at a woman and go, wow, she's really nice.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're like, wow, she's a pig. I wouldn't bang her for all the money in the world. Bill doesn't have that. I'm telling you right now. He just, well, You look at his track record, it's just everything you ever hear about him. He sounds like a 16-year-old on spring break, for God's sake. Grow up. Jeez. That's another reason I don't want her to win.
Who?
Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Do you want him running around the White House
again?
The first dude. Yeah, they goofed on him on Saturday.
Yeah.
They nailed
Surprisingly, they goofed on him.
No, but they nailed it. And they did that funny thing. And I got to tell you that the one who does the impersonation, Kate McKinnon, I think her name is, she's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
She is fantastic. Everything she does on that show is fantastic. But
citizens, vote for me!
The Hillary thing, you will make me a leader. I was cracking up. I didn't think they'd do that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's rare that they attack the left in that manner. They're very
now, of course, Long Green has said in an interview not too long ago, he goes, Republicans actually have a better sense of humor and can take it.
Wow, really?
He actually said that. No, he goes, that's
why
they...
That surprises me.
Now, that might be just some excuse.
Right.
But he said that Republicans have a better sense of humor and they can take it.
Right.
Democrats aren't as good at taking it.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's but that's what he said. He put that out there. I don't know that that's true. Right. I don't know that he really means it.
Right.
I mean, when I say true, I don't know that Republicans can take it any better than Democrats. But, I mean, I just always assume that most of the people in the industry are liberals. They don't want to make fun of other liberals.
Look, we've said it, too.
They enjoyed making fun of Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Like, we've said it before, too. Like, one of the things that I hate about Republicans and conservatives, and to some extent libertarians, not all, but some, is like, lighten up, learn to laugh, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, this whole thing where everything has to be serious and you can't take a joke, and Larry, everything's like, you know, no, we can't joke about that, we can't joke about this. You know, no, seriously, you can joke about stuff. You should be able to joke about anything and everything.
But people like to see that side of you. Like, if you remember, like, Bob Dole, when he, just going back a little bit, when he lost in 1996 to Clinton, right after that, he went on, like, Jay Leno, he went on some show, he was funny, he was personal, and one of them even said to him, where was this during the campaign? He was too busy being, like, super anal, and with the pen in his hand and going, Bob Dole wouldn't do that, he was always talking about himself in third person.
Right.
And then they just did the same thing with Mitt Romney the other day. They were talking to me. He was on one of the Fox shows. Didn't you show like this?
And then Mitt Romney, I'm sorry to throw this in. Yeah. Didn't he get like in the top 1% of the March Madness brackets? Like he had everything right just about. Just to show you that he really could do everything better than everyone else apparently.
I know, but they need to be able to show that.
Yeah, you have to be able to laugh.
Especially now with the left on this kind of thing, self-destructing. With the whole politically correct thing we talked about last week, that Bill Maher beating them up, that they have no sense of humor and they're serious. Right. Let them be the serious jerks about everything.
Right.
See, like what Hillary's doing right now, if you're following it, she just left and she got to Iowa. She stopped along the way at a Chipotle somewhere in Wisconsin or Maumee
someplace. Yes.
And she had dark glasses on and nobody recognized who she was, which is pretty funny.
At all.
But... You know, once again, she's showing that she's, even though it's bullshit, she's common. She
wants to be a person of the people.
I mean, I don't believe, I'm sure this is the first time she's ever had Chipotle in her life, but,
you
know, when you can have that connection with people, believe it or not, it translates into votes. And the Republicans have got to learn to get that. If they want to win, they got to learn to get that.
Well, the only thing that's good about Hillary running, if you're not a Democrat, is that there's no way she's connecting with people. There's no way she's connecting with people. And I'm glad that the Republicans or whoever's running against her are hammering her about that. That she gets $300,000 a pop every time she flaps her gums at a college, right?
Yeah, she's got to pay like $200,000 a speech.
$300,000 of speech. And
she's got big money from Wall Street.
Right. And for her to pretend like, I enjoy a beer and a burger, you know, and that fucking monotone drone of hers that probably drives Bill to like... fucking young pussy at the drop of a hat, you know.
Drives
like,
into other women.
Yeah, it's why are you talking? You know, she's horrible, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're trying to humanize her a little bit, I noticed that the humanization means not having her come in contact with people. So she didn't announce her campaign; her people did. John Podesta did. John Podesta sent out an email. Like, what was it, 10 minutes before?
Yeah.
Like, and then became a social media video. It's not that she had to stop like Rand Paul did or Marco Rubio did or Ted Cruz did in front of supporters cheering and all that. She has to hide from people is what it comes down to, Judo Larry.
Yeah, she did that when she ran for Senate, too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just not letting the people, like, get near her. And they were like, the reporters were actually complaining back then that she wasn't accessible.
Yep.
And they had to yell their questions like across the length of a football field, like just to get something to her. But she doesn't have the smooth style that her husband has.
Yep.
She doesn't have all that, like, I mean, look, he even went on like Arsenio and played the sax.
Right.
Like, she doesn't have any of that. She's all intellect. If you want to look at it that way, she's just all business. She knows the policy. She does.
Or all cuntiness, whichever way you choose to explain that away, but yeah.
But isn't that what policy means? So anyway, but she is just all issues.
Yes.
I mean, the personal stuff, I mean, like, you know, the Chipotle, I mean, that's cute. But I mean, just, you know, but the other thing which I'm kind of annoyed about with all this, they showed it today on one of the shows I watched. When her car pulled into Iowa.
Yeah.
Or the Scooby-mobile, whatever the fuck it is. All these reporters came running
right.
across the field.
Right.
Like, oh my God, it's Hillary. It's less like a politician, more like a celebrity.
Right.
You know, and plus, like, Rubio announced he's running on the Republican side, and Rand Paul, and Cruz already announced, and they all got attacked. Nobody ran to see them. They were just summarily dismissed as, like, Rubio's being already touted too young and inexperienced.
Right.
Rand Paul.
By the same people, by the way, who elected Barack Obama with less experience than Rubio.
Exactly. Yeah, but they're going to pull out the first Senate.
Of course.
First term Senate.
Of course.
You don't know what you're doing.
And
they're going to say that about Cruz, too. Yeah. No, that's fine. But the point is, they're going to have their reason. The media's, you know, they're all in bed with the DNC. They're going to completely dismiss every one of these candidates. Even Rand Paul's already getting hammered. For his, you know, which is somewhat true. He's a bit of an isolationist on foreign policy, and they're already out there saying, "How are you going to sell that in a Republican primary?" Because Republicans prefer a much more proactive.
Well, that's the thing, but it's interesting. So I'm sorry, before we get onto that particular dynamic, don't let me forget it. I just wanted to finish up on the Hillary thing, which was interestingly enough, like she changed the logo of her campaign. Do you see that H with the arrow pointing to the right? Why a liberal twat would have an arrow pointing to the right and not to the left on an H?
No.
See, it shouldn't be going that way. It should be going this way.
Yeah.
Right? And that is a mistake. Then did you also notice that in her campaign announcement that the press release, what she meant to say was she's been fighting for children and families her entire career. What actually was in the press release was that she's been fighting children and families her whole career. So somebody didn't quite get it right. I wonder which head is going to roll. But not Huma. Huma's head won't roll for that. I don't think.
Well, Huma and head don't necessarily go together.
Or maybe they do.
Or maybe they do.
I don't know.
Because we don't know what was going on in the Scooby movie.
Not at all. And we have no idea whether, again,
the windows were blacked out.
So. Were served in the van. We don't know.
But she's already getting like, there it is. She's getting this celebrity treatment already. It's already annoying.
Yeah.
The only thing, which I will point this out, you know, and I think they're concerned about it, her approval rating nationwide, even in Iowa, was about 59%
right.
a year ago. Right now, it's 49%.
Well, she's been getting
the email
hammered thing,
yeah. And I'm surprised by this, the email thing actually hurt her a little bit more. Then I really thought, because I thought that was just going to blow over. And just,
well, the email server is big because what's happening now is people are trotting out prior years where someone asked her, do you have other devices you communicate on? And she never gave a straight answer.
No.
Like she never does, right? She hasn't given a straight answer about Benghazi. She hasn't given a straight answer about her email servers.
And the email thing, she didn't sign that document. You're supposed to, when you leave the secretary position.
So while she didn't do anything illegal, it's all very shady, you know. And you know,
it adds to the narrative that the Clintons are untrustworthy.
Yeah, and they're somehow above the law.
Right.
You know, so she's the whole Clinton Foundation. I think has also left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths because they've been accepting foreign checks. Yeah. To the point where she resigned from the foundation, a day or two before she announced, I think.
Right.
But they're still collecting money from overseas.
Yeah.
You know, the foundation is.
And that's problematic for her.
It is.
That's influence buying.
Right. And it whether there's anything shady or not, it has the appearance of impropriety. And you could get hammered on that. The other thing that I think it hit a lot of people the wrong way was that there were these memos leaked from pro-Hillary forces that were attacking journalists who dared ask her questions. You know? And that if a question wasn't right, the plan was to accuse the journalist of sexism.
Oh, please.
So, for example, if someone's asked a question about Benghazi often enough, the plan was to find words in the questions that might be considered sexist. And then hammer the journalist for being sexist.
Well, this is the same.
Because we got one. We got it on Twitter. But that said, are you aware of asking Hillary if she's tough or not is sexist?
No, but
because would you ask a man that question? Yeah, you would. So I replied and said, okay, you know, asking if she's tough is sexist, Judah Larian. Is asking if she's a cunt sexist? And if I use that term, is that okay?
It is if you live in England. But the other thing, which is they also started a couple of weeks ago, they started just saying by calling her by her first name is sexist.
Even though her campaign is a big H.
Yeah.
Not a C for cunt or Clinton.
Yeah.
An H. And they're upset about it. Why?
But what it shows is that this is going to be their narrative now.
Yeah.
With Obama, if you went after
him too aggressively, you're a racist.
You're a racist. Now we're getting, if you do this to Hillary, you're a sexist. And this is going to be obnoxious as all hell.
Yep.
She's going to be shielded from a lot of things. Like she has a lot of splaining to do. Let's face it.
She always has.
And both of them. And you can already see that they're operating in a world of, listen, if anybody comes after us too aggressively, you're going after her because she's a woman.
Sexist, yep.
And they're hoping, you know, look, obviously more women in the country than men. They're hoping that that's going to just play for them to get votes.
Now, what's
and then you throw in the traditional base of the Democrats,
yeah.
The blacks and unions, and unfortunately more increasingly Hispanics. And that's going to be enough to bring them home. So, what's that?
Hey!
That was our Ricky Ricardo
yeah.
moment.
No, but actually, the thing that's funny, Judah Larian, is if you attacked her as a candidate, there's a lot to attack. Didn't she even fake a stroke once rather than asking questions? Like, something like that? I think, like, she's always managed to squirm her way out of answering things directly, always.
The worst one, actually, now that I think about it, she said that, kind of like a la Brian Williams, she said that she was in a helicopter. They got shot.
Oh, right.
And that when she landed in Bosnia, wherever, and they were running for cover and bullets were coming,
right.
It turned out to be complete bullshit.
Yeah. So the thing that to understand here is that, and I think Anthony Cumia on his show said it best, he goes, with Hillary running, I am now preparing all my retorts from being racist to being sexist, you
right.
know, because he's saying the same thing, right?
Right?
If you dare criticize her, the first response is going to be sexist. And by the way, as someone who's like almost a professional troll on Twitter.
Yes, yeah. This is the king of troll.
The best defense against that is to just plow ahead. If someone calls you a sexist, call them cunts. If someone calls you a sexist again, call them silly twats. You see how that works? For example, when I point out mathematically that there is no gender gap and that Hillary is full of shit for declaring April 14th equal pay day or some shit like that, point out that if women were good at math, they'd realize there is no gender gap. You see? That's how you deal with it. Because women are no good at math. We know that. They're annoying. They suck at math. Right?
And they ride around a band called the Scooby.
There you go. Add it all up. And what do you come up with? You come up with a gender gap. You come up with someone who says, vote for Hillary simply because she has a vagina, allegedly. I don't know if she has a vagina or not. But, you know, that is the narrative now for these people.
Yeah. They're going to be working the woman angle.
Nonstop.
Down the line. This is it.
And my question
plus, it's history making.
Yeah. My question to them would always be, where were these same women when Sarah Palin was running? Right? So for anything that you could say that men are sexist or reporters are sexist or journalists are sexist, did you say the same thing about Sarah Palin when she was running?
No, not at all.
Were you supporting her? Or were you joining in on the Saturday Night Live, what's her name? I was going to say Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I laughed at that. That was
a
brilliant parody, you know? I don't think anyone's above being made fun of.
Right.
But try to at least be even-handed about it, okay?
Yeah.
And if you say, well, Sarah Palin's an idiot, yeah, okay, she is an idiot, but is she any more an idiot than Hillary Clinton when you see the way she acts? She's got a husband that treats her like shit because he's out fucking anything that moves, apparently. She won't answer any sort of questions, Judah Larian. And Charles Krautheimer, you know him, right?
Yeah,
one of our favorite guys.
Yeah.
Said, I challenge any liberal to give me one accomplishment of hers since she entered the Obama cabinet. From then till now, what's been one accomplishment of hers? Not five, not three, just one.
Yeah, that's an argument I've been using. I saw it with the Senate.
Yeah.
And I said, other than padding her resume to run for president in 2008, yeah. what did she do in this state? We're in New York.
Yeah.
What did she do? I'm not saying this just to be a jerk. I can't name one thing that she did that was specific. And it's annoying. Because when she first ran, kind of like what she's doing now,
right.
it's actually very much the same formula. She started running for Senate,
right.
and she did a listening tour. And she was going to go around the state and talk to the people. It's the same thing. Ordinary. She went to a diner. She talked to a waitress, blah, blah, blah.
She had a shot in a beer. Remember that during her presidential campaign?
And she's doing all this just, you know, ordinary. I'm ordinary Hillary. Okay. And then... I remember during a debate, she said she was going to create 2 million jobs in upstate New York. Now, if you know anything about the economy of upstate New York, it's been hemorrhaging jobs actually since the 70s. But she said she had a plan, 2 million jobs. I defy anyone to tell me the 2 million jobs that she helped create in this state while she was senator.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. As far as anything else, she padded her resume. That was it. The only other thing that that annoyed the hell out of me is after the whole thing with the Supreme Court with Gore and Bush, if you remember this, she went out right in front of the podium. She was going to propose a bill to get rid of the Electoral College.
Right, right. Yeah.
That was it. Like, other than that, what the hell did she do while she was there? That idiot Schumer does more.
Even if you think it's a woman thing, Kirsten Gillibrand, the other female senator from New York, the current junior senator from New York, I can think of at least five bills that she's put her name on. You know, the get rid of sexual harassment in the military bill, some sort of gun bill where she actually was pro-gun in New York, which is a very weird thing. So whether you agree with her or not, at least that broad's actually accomplished something.
No, but she's doing her job.
Yeah, like what has Hillary done? Yeah. I mean,
she hung out.
She's hung out. She's turned a blind eye to her husband's philandering. And she may or may not be enjoying clam snacks with Huma Abedin.
She's the most unaccomplished person I've seen to be considered, well, she's totally presidential.
Since Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. So Barack Obama had it's time for a black president, and Republicans had nobody to go against them. I mean, let's face it, McCain and Romney, two losers, okay? I didn't like either one of them. I know he kind of put up with them. I can't stand moderate.
Well, I didn't vote for Mitt Romney. I just didn't despise him.
Yeah,
like
I despise moderate.
I want to say John McCain. I have a lot of respect for.
I respect him.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him as the right fit for president.
Yeah.
But you know, you knew he was going to run because he got screwed in 2000.
Well, it was his turn.
Ran in 2000, and the Bush people were very rough on him.
So you knew
he was going to run again.
Right, right.
But now Hillary is now. So now she's in Iowa, and there she will stay. And I want to repeat this. I said this on a previous show. When that book, right after Obama won, these two guys, both Democrats, they wrote that book, Game Change. They even made a movie about it. Okay? This book is fantastic. I mean, as soon as I finished it, read it again, it was that good. I just hope that somebody, even if it's just somebody on Fox, they go out and they go through, there's like a whole chapter on how much Hillary Clinton hates Iowa. She hated being there. But she has like numerous comments.
Right.
No nice hotels. We had to stay in motels. No good restaurants. We had to eat in like Denny's and like stuff like that. And like chain restaurants. Like I actually happen to like places like that. But
she's
look,
clearly
Miss snobby elitist doesn't want to go. That's the whole point.
Thank you.
That's why the Chipotle thing is completely stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a whole chapter in that book about how much she hated being there, and that the women in Iowa, she thought, only cared about what she was wearing. And that, you know,
Probably,
when you go to those houses and you stand in front of the fireplace and you speak to people and there's like 20 people packed the room, she felt like she was being like very, you know, talking about the issues and that people there had like no clue. And that they only cared about what she was wearing and like some of them asked her if she has a personal relationship with Jesus.
Does she?
There's Jesus right there.
Does she have a personal relationship?
Or anybody named Jesus. But Hillary Clinton, you're going to get this now. This is going to be her thing. But the funny thing is, she's going to have to stay in Iowa now for a while. And this is going to be interesting to see if she can handle it.
She's going to escape because I'll give her people credit. They're already setting it up that any opposition to her is a sexist comment. It's a sexist way of approaching it. You know, just like with Barack Obama. Remember, anything against Barack Obama was de facto racist.
Right.
And if it wasn't outright racist, it was subtly racist. And you would have these stupid things like, oh, the Google searches in Texas, the top 10 were anti-Barack Obama. So what? You know, you have to understand that these things play out the way they do. And you're not going to change people's minds, okay? Hillary Clinton's been in the limelight for a while now. You know, at least 20 years on the national stage, ever since her dopey husband got elected. So it's not like she's this fresh face, like Elizabeth Warren, who is also like a leftist moron, okay? If she had complained about sexism, I might buy into it a little bit more because they would disregard her, perhaps because she's a new woman on the scene in politics.
All right.
But Hillary Clinton complaining about sexism?
Nah.
First of all, I don't even think of her as a woman. At times, I check to see if there's a bulge in her skirt, in her pantsuits. I don't know. Do you think?
Could be.
Allegedly?
I don't know. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying allegedly. My favorite.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. She's like a very. She comes across as just like a very stoic, like
mannish.
You know, mannish kind of. It's gonna be. It's gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be very, because you know what the thing is with the Clintons. It's stale. It's the same thing I said about Jeb Bush. Like, you know, enough already. I actually don't want anybody named Clinton or Bush being president.
Yeah, I don't either.
Not that Barack Obama has been great shakes, but just anybody else at this point would be refreshing. Not that I think Jeb. I mean, I have to admit, I don't know enough about his tenure as governor of Florida.
I do. He sucks.
Oh, really?
Sorry. I hate moderate Republicans. To me, there's no difference between a conservative Democrat and a moderate Republican. Absolutely none. So a moderate Republican, to me, is a throwaway vote. It's a loser. And by the way, no moderate Republicans ever win. Who's the last moderate Republican president? Romney failed.
Well, maybe Bush Sr.
McCain failed.
No.
Who else?
Well, Bush won.
Bush won, but he wasn't a moderate. W was a moderate.
Yeah, Dole was.
Dole was somewhat moderate. He didn't win. Reagan wasn't. Older Bush probably was a moderate. But the only reason he got elected was he was riding on Reagan's coattails.
Right.
He didn't win on his own. He won because he was the vice president of a very successful president.
Right.
So you have to go back maybe to Eisenhower to find a moderate Republican that won the presidency. So why Republicans keep falling for this narrative, by the way, from Democrats, that the only way you can win is by having a moderate run for office, right, is ridiculous. That's why I think if the Republicans pull this out, it's got to be with a Cruz, a Rubio, a Rand Paul. It's not going to be with a Jeb Bush. Okay? Maybe even a Scott Walker. You know, I don't know his full slate. I know he's anti-union, and that in some ways is good enough for me. But I don't know his whole legislative
agenda. No, I don't know.
You know, so I don't know. Paul Ryan's a loser as far as I'm concerned. Huckabee's not a moderate, but he's a hallelujah, so I have no use for him either.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Jeb Bush is a fucking moderate, for God's sake. You know, he's...
Actually, you know what he would be good for? Is being on the ticket as vice president.
Who, Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because if you're from another state... Now, think about this. Now, yeah. Look,
well, Florida, you need to carry Florida.
You need to carry Florida.
Yeah.
And he has enough clout out there that he can do that. But if you're like, let's say the nominee is Rand Paul or Carly Fiorina or Walker,
yeah,
he's good to throw on the ticket for that. I don't know if he'd accept it.
Well, what's funny about the stuff you just said, which is hilarious, I think there's a lot of Republicans who would make great vice presidential candidates right now who have announced. Like, Rubio is vice presidential material. Think of him almost like a modern-day Dan Quayle. He's young, he's good-looking, he'll bring in the Hispanic vote, theoretically. And he's somewhat conservative. But I don't really see him as being presidential material. But as a vice president, I think he'd be great. Rand Paul. As much as I love him, I don't think he'd be president. But I think he'd be a great vice president to influence stuff, you know, towards more right-leaning stuff.
Yeah, that's my only complaint with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the libertarian thing, but I just don't see him as president.
I think he has to season up a bit. I mean, He's another one who's only, he'll be running for his second Senate term while he's running for president. He pulled an LBJ. He got them to caucus so that way he can run for both offices. So if he doesn't win the presidency, he can still be a senator from Kentucky. Right. But I don't know about you, General Ironman. It seems like the Republicans have a lot of vice presidential material and not any real presidential material. And I don't know who even on my wish list would be on there, to be honest with you, because I like Rand Paul. I don't care for Ted Cruz. I need to find out more about Rubio. I don't know about you. I need to find out more about Scott Walker.
I like Rubio. The only thing with him is it's the young and inexperienced thing again. He's a first-term senator. And I have to say that because that was my big knock on Obama.
I agree. Absolutely.
So if you're going to be doing that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I like him. I mean, I couldn't think of anything. But I do agree with what you said, that there's nobody right now who you look at and go,
That guy's the
presidential timber. Yeah. Unfortunately, Hillary does have that.
Yeah, and she has a bigger penis probably than most of the Republican men, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Maybe.
That's right.
But again, that's the whole point. It's like, it'll be interesting to see. And the other thing that I think is interesting is, where's Joe Biden in all of this? Where's the sitting vice president of a two-term president? Are they basically saying, go fuck yourself, Joe? Is he going to end up dead somewhere, like half those executives that died in the Clinton administration?
Vince Foster.
Vince Foster and all these other guys who disappear.
You know what his problem's going to be?
Hillary.
But he ran in 88, and Biden, he went nowhere. And then he ran in 2008, and he went nowhere. And then he wound up on the ticket when Obama got it, because they weren't going to pick Hillary.
Yeah.
And they said, you got to pick an old white guy who's got foreign policy experience. And he wound up on the ticket because he's been in the Capitol for like
45 years. But let me ask you this. If there's a primary fight,
right?
And I think a lot of this is going to depend if they can talk Biden into just retiring, because he's 72 or 74. They could easily talk him into retiring, I think. But Joe Biden's kind of weird, right? Like, we've always said it, like, he shoots his mouth off. He said the most inappropriate things at times. He's all, like, weird with women. Did you see the way he gropes women and young girls?
Rubbing their shoulders.
Yeah, and young girls, too. Like, 12-year-olds, man. That's creepy.
Yeah,
he's a creepy dude. But at the same point, he's a sitting vice president of a two-term incumbent president. It would break just about a lot of traditions if he didn't retire but somehow didn't run or wasn't the nominee. I mean, that would be embarrassing for Democrats, because supposedly Biden is a reflection of Obama's policies.
Right.
So if the guy isn't, let's say Biden, given his personality, let's just assume he doesn't want to retire.
Right.
That guy. Let's say he just doesn't want to go away.
Yeah.
Well, now I think you've got a bigger issue for the Democrats as a whole. How do you get him to shut up?
Right. Well, the other issue you're going to have is this. A recent poll showed that the average Democrat in the country wants Hillary to have a serious primary challenge. They don't want a filthy coronation where she just runs her, she locks it up, and then she's bored for like 8 months and then starts seriously running.
Right.
Because that's what happens if you lock up the nomination like that. So then the question is it O'Malley? Is it Biden? Who's going to give her this run for her money?
Right.
Then the Clintons are going to be mad because they don't want her to be challenged at all. Trust me. They want her only challenge to be whoever the Republican candidate's going to be, who they assume they can beat.
Right.
Okay. Trust me. Their program is, we can handle that. So, you know, you're going to see this now, but the recent poll said the average Democrat wants her challenged.
Right.
And if Biden doesn't, then you're looking at O'Malley, looking at Warren.
Well, Warren has been emphatic that she's not running.
Yeah.
And it'd be, again, unless Hillary's in a really weird spot right now. She's positioned herself as the heir apparent, and the media has essentially crowned her as such. She's playing the female angle, right? The whole sexist thing.
Of course.
Now, here's a problem for you. What if Joe Biden decides to challenge her? She would have to attack Biden on policy. By the way, she was part of that administration.
Right.
supposedly Obama's administration was great, according to every Democrat. It's been wonderful because we can't even criticize it lest we be called racists.
Right.
So what if Biden is in the race? Let's say it's Biden and Hillary. What's she going to do? She's either going to call them an old fool, or she's going to be in the position where she's criticizing the Obama administration.
Is she going to go after the Affordable Health Care Act?
She can, right?
Affordable Care Act?
She's in a fucked spot right there. If it's not Biden, but let's say it's Warren, who then decides she needs to jump in, now you've got the interesting thing that, hey, I'm not the only woman in the race. And those very words that you sent out memos about being sexist to the New York Times and the Washington Post, they apply to Elizabeth Warren as well in that case.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people on the left who consider her to be
a real leftist,
the real progressive.
Right. So the way
Hillary's not, they yeah. view her as an establishment yeah. candidate with lots of corporate and Wall Street money, which right. they hate. They look at her, Warren, as being like the occupied Wall Street person. Right?
Exactly.
The leftist who fights and speaks truth to power. The,
right.
the same stupid image that Howard Dean had before
right.
he went cuckoo in,
right.
in Iowa. Yeah.
yeah. So Elizabeth Warren, who by the way, let's face it.
And is an American Indian.
Allegedly. she's an idiot. There's no other way to place it other than she's an idiot. When you listen to her solutions to problems. She's very good at spotting the problems, by the way.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? She's very good at saying, yeah, there's too much corporate money in politics. There's too much influence peddling. Yeah, we all know that.
That's a good populist
yeah,
message.
But your solution, which is more government, more taxes, is not the solution. That's what causes the problem.
That's what causes all
That's
this
what causes
shit.
The cronyism. Yeah. So, like a typical liberal, she can spot the problem, but her solution is more of the same. So when you put her up against potentially Hillary, what do you do there? You've right. got two twats running in the race. And it's not like you're going to have a happy threesome with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're in just deep shit if you're Hillary.
I don't know about that. I like girl-on-girl action.
Yeah, but again, we're talking Hillary
right?
and Elizabeth Warren.
What's with the picture of Chief Wally?
but the point is that she has the trouble. I really didn't think about it, Larry, until we just started talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, unless every other Democrat, except for nondescript ones like O'Malley,
right.
who most people are just assuming is nuts at this point, right? Don't you get that vibe that people just think he's a kook, he's an extremist of sorts, like a leftist extremist
yeah,
of sorts?
He's out there.
Like, why is he playing guitars and yelling about Hillary, you know? But really, unless everybody rolls over, which is not what the American people want. See, there's a lot of contradictions for her right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if that poll is to be believed, and for the most part, I don't believe in polls. I mean, to be fair, I don't put much stock in them this early. But if we were to believe that poll that says that the people want her to face a serious challenge.
But that's just Democrats.
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. That challenge is going to come from people that she can't attack readily.
Right.
Whether it's Biden or Warren.
Because yeah. if it's Biden, then she has to explain, you were part of this administration, just like you said. If it's Elizabeth Warren, you know what the problem is? She's gonna have to prove that she's as much a lefty as Warren, and Warren's kooky credentials are established.
While being nice to her because she's a woman.
Right.
She can't pull the crying trick, she can't pull the migraine trick, she can't pull the I think I'm having a stroke trick like she usually does.
Yeah, you're not taking gunfire.
Exactly. So she's gonna be in a pickle.
If somebody emerges.
Yeah. Or if somebody doesn't. If nobody emerges, then she runs into the problem that people are going to think she got coronated, that she got handed the nomination
yeah.
somehow, which is what people suspect about the Clintons and the Bushes, right? So, I think people are giving her way too easy a pass to the presidency, Larry. I don't think it's going to be that easy for her. And it really comes down to who is her opponent and will he be credible on the right? Right.
Yeah, like, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to tell you right now. I think somebody in the Democratic side is going
to
start running.
They have
And is going to emerge and start giving her a fight. She'll probably get the nomination anyway. But I actually think whether it's Warren, O'Malley, somebody, I think someone's going to hop in and just be like a constant kind of pain
in the
ass.
But that's what happened to her in 2008,
you know,
right?
You never know what's going to happen. You know, like back in 92 when... 88 when he was first run, or 92, I'm sorry, Pat Buchanan started running against George Bush Sr., and he started taking away like a solid 25%. And then he got invited to the debates, and they had to take him seriously for a while.
Yeah,
and he beat up on George Bush, and the Bush people didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you never know with those things.
Yeah, but again, I think you're right. And I think it just comes down to whether her opponent is credible or not. That's it. If it's Warren or Biden, I think those are two credible opponents for her, each for different reasons.
I don't think Biden's credible.
He is, only because he represents something that she can't attack. Like, think about it. She can't attack his age because she's almost the same age.
Thing. That doesn't mean he's credible.
No, but I mean,
because he's run and Democrats right, have passed on him like a million
right,
times.
You're right.
You
so
know,
let me rephrase
what,
that.
What sets,
let me rephrase
sets him
that.
Up that he's?
Yeah. No. You know, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
She needs opponents that people feel are capable of winning. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Right. So you got Biden, who's a sitting vice president. Theoretically, he should have a shot at winning. If you're a Democrat who's happy with what Barack Obama did, you got to look forward to Biden. I mean, don't forget, Biden is the one, let's give him credit, who really pushed for the assassination of Bin Laden. It wasn't Obama. It was Biden from everybody in the room, right? That it was Biden who pushed for it. Biden was out front on the gay marriage thing ahead of Obama, where he pushed and said, I am for it.
And the drones.
And the drones. So, you know, if you're a Democrat now, why wouldn't you want Biden? If you liked what Obama has done, Biden's your man if he decides to run.
Right.
And if you're a woman who's or a leftist, like a really lunatic fringe lefty, it's not Clinton, to Larry's point, because she's establishment now. It's Elizabeth Warren you want.
That's right.
You want the broad that's going to give you free college and tax everyone to death and everything, right? So, I mean, come on.
And forgive your student loans.
Yeah.
And all the other things that Warren is on record.
Horrible.
Said,
oh, horrible God. Woman, but perfect for Democrats.
And that $15 minimum wage.
Yeah.
Warren might make it 30.
Yeah, she's nuts. But, all right, enough of politics necessarily, Judah Larian.
Well, we'll continue, if you don't mind, with the feminist female angle.
What's that?
All this. Well, our favorite people, the Kardashians, are back in
the day. Yes, the Kardashians.
On their way to Armenia. Oh my God. It sounds like a planet that the Starship Enterprise visits.
See, now you have to understand something, why this is funny to all of us, right? Not funny, but for those that don't know, Armenia, at the turn of the 20th century, so the early 1900s,
right,
was the first really big ethnic genocide of the 20th century. I mean, on a large scale. A lot of people think it was Hitler and the Jews, with the Jews. But Hitler was quoted as saying, when he came up with the final solution, he said, we should do it like they did to the Armenians. Look, it's only been 30 years and nobody remembers the Armenians. That was a quote of Hitler's, right? When the Turks committed genocide against the Armenians. So they're celebrating, not celebrating, but remembering,
commemorating
the Armenian genocide. Over there, it's a very somber thing. Think about a commemoration of the Holocaust, right? 6 million Jews exterminated. Pretty somber, right? Pretty fucking downer. You know, it's not where you go to
it's
do
not,
this.
Jesus.
They Look at these awful. Fucking gaggle of whorish cunts. That's all they are. They're showing up at a genocide memorial, a commemoration, wearing fucking red hoe outfits.
Yeah.
It's like going to a fucking funeral. You wear black. You wear dark brown. You wear a navy dress. You're not worried about how tight the skirt is around your burgeoning ass.
What are they, going to a party in Vegas?
Seriously, look at that. And then they're being followed around by their reality TV show cameras. Like, I get it. Armenia's poor. They probably dropped a few shekels on the way over there to help out the local economy.
Are you kidding? The Kardashians probably have more money than that country.
Seriously. but you're going to a fucking commemoration where millions of people, an entire race, an ethnic race of people was exterminated.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't understand. Armenia used to be on the map. Then it wasn't on the map.
Yeah.
Period. They disappeared. It is exactly like the Holocaust is to Jews. And yet, they're turning it into a fucking circus so they can peddle a few more fucking apps.
But it's also just a lack of class.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I don't think it's just the showmanship. I think they just don't even know any better. They're just such ignorant, like, slob. You know, yeah. You know what it reminds me of? I mean, since John brought up the analogy with the... I have been to Dachau, outside of Munich.
As a guard.
I know nothing. And I got to tell you, this is the most frightening and scary place in the world. Stop that.
Go.
Scary place, depressing.
Yeah,
and,
obviously.
But now, wait a minute. Now, look, I'm walking around. I was with somebody else, and there are these people posing and taking pictures in front of the guard towers.
The shout-out pose.
And, like, yeah, and like standing there and, like, smiling.
Your
and going
boy was Saeed.
And one guy went like this. Like, he was holding a gun. I was like, and I don't know what country they were from. They were white guys, but I mean, they could have been from Europe, America, Canada, Australia. I don't know. But I was just looking at him like, this is not a place where you pose. You're not at the beach. You know, you're not on a tropic island. Something horrible. And, seriously, the ovens and the thing were on right... To the right of them, about 40, 50 yards away. And I'm like, are you going to take pictures over there? I couldn't believe it.
Well,
so when you see stuff like this, like they're doing like in Armenia, like, oh, God. Plus, then you have the added dimension of if the people over there associate the Kardashians with being like Americans, then it's just more like it's another black eye. Because when you travel, you are truly an ambassador of your country. Don't be a big ass slob like that.
Literally, and it just shows to show you, like, how could you be? And I don't blame them. All right, that they're like a bunch of gaggle. Again, they're whores. You know, all of them. Maybe not in the legal sense, but like they'll sell anything. They, you know, as soon as a girl in that family becomes of age, she's pimped out to the media. What was it Kendall, Kylie, whatever the fuck their names are. They're like, they barely graduated high school and they're already fashion models showing off their cooters and their asses and whatnot. Kim Kardashian with her sex tape and all that. Everything is on TV. The other one got married. What's it, the big one?
The NBA guy.
Yeah, what's the big one? What's her name? Bigfoot? What's her name? I'm not even sure. But you know, she's everything. Her divorce, her alleged husband's drug use, everything's on camera. The other one got married to Chris Humphries, a basketball player, for what? Like, for 2 days?
No, that was Kim. She got married to Humphries for, like, a couple of days, and they got divorced.
And the big one, she's married to Kanye West. Bigfoot, whatever her name is.
Nicole. She
was married to... Chloe. She was married to the guy in the Lakers, Odom or something. Lamar Odom. It's like, come on. Why is that, you know... So, but I don't blame them. I laughed at them. On Twitter, I'm merciless to them, but I don't blame them.
Yeah, what is the fascination with
them? Exactly. Why are the people interested in that? They're not funny. They're not entertaining, in my opinion. They're not smart. Before their asses become the size of Mexico, they might be attractive for 2 or 3 years, but are they really more attractive than any one of 20,000 hot bitches in L.A.? Are they really that much hotter than them? Come on, they're not. First of all, I never thought Kim Kardashian was attractive. She's just a chick who parlayed a fat ass. Literally, a fat ass.
It's gotten to the point where literally just her ass is just, is, don't ask me why, but it is considered perfect.
Yeah,
and that's why they did that, she did that photo shoot where she had like a towel just under her ass. That thing sold like crazy.
That's crazy. And you know what it is, in my opinion, Judah Larian?
Yes.
It's that she's a white woman, or reasonable facsimile thereof.
Yeah.
Let's not go that black guys love those big asses.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. Who was it? The guy she did the sex tape with was, what was his name? I don't know, Ray J or something. Black guy.
Yeah.
Chris Humphries. Half a black guy? I don't know. Whatever he was.
Well, he's a basketball player.
Right. There you go. Should be, even if he's not. And now Kanye West. So I think it's part of that appeal to the black, what black guys find attractive. That big rump shaker, you know? And it's like...
Obviously, they like black guys because they keep marrying them and dating them. So.
Which, by the way, we have a couple of Armenian friends who might possibly be more racist than we are. And the concept that you bring it up to them that those Armenian broads, the Kardashians, are all dating black guys.
Yeah, that kind of sets them off. That and torturing them about their mafia, getting their asses kicked on the shield.
Yeah.
They hate that. But I mean, the Kardashians are just offensive.
Yeah,
they're just offensive. And you know, this is that whole thing that George Clooney once said about Paris Hilton. He goes, "She has no discernible talent. Like, I don't know why you're famous." I apply that to them.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they famous? It's even worse because... The uncle, the lawyer for O.J. or
Robert Kardashian. Yeah, no, not the uncle, the father.
The father, yeah.
The father. Who, by the way...
As you can see, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people speculate that he died of a heart attack when he found out his daughter was dating black guys. Theory. I don't know.
Really?
I'm joking. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But what's interesting is you mentioned Paris Hilton. Kim Kardashian became famous by being Paris Hilton's friend.
Yeah.
That's how she got on, and then people realized she had more of a body than Paris Hilton, who, by the way, I still don't understand why people find her attractive.
Oh, my God.
There's this, like, whole thing of made-up attractiveness.
You know what the thing is?
Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian?
It's something to do also just with being famous. Because look, when I was growing up, and you two, look at two guys who were enormous, got so much sex that you can't believe. And Mick Jagger. No, look, I love the Stones. Mick Jagger is not good looking.
No.
And Rod Stewart, with that beak, if he was just a guy walking down the street, no woman would go with him. That's ridiculous. But they were famous. And sometimes that's all you need to be like attractive.
I agree, but the difference is that those guys became famous first.
Doesn't change your looks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They became famous, and then their fame made them attractive to women. The Kardashians had no fame.
Right.
First, they got fame by fucking on film.
Okay.
Remember this? Kim getting railed by Ray J?
There you go.
Right? Which I'm sure Kanye loves watching over and over again. That's how she became famous. By getting fucked on film. Okay? So, I can't say that people thought she was famous, therefore they found her good looking. Do you understand what I'm saying? She accomplished nothing.
Well, no, but my point was just upon becoming famous.
There's
a certain percentage of people who now assume that you're hot, you're this, and you're that. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I don't think they're hideous looking, but I wouldn't look at them twice. Seriously,
she just has a fat ass. Like a nice ass is Jessica Biel.
Yeah,
that's a nice ass. It's shapely, it's firm, it's big, but it's not like a black hole that's sucking in everything. No. Like Kim Kardashian's ass has its own orbit. You know, it's horrible. It's like a black hole. Light can't escape her bum hole. You know what I mean? It's like it's big. It's massive. You get the point? It collapses under its own gravitational field.
It's the Borg again.
How many physics references do I have to throw in, ladies and gentlemen?
So I think the Kardashians, though. Thank God.
What can you do?
But
not Kardashians. Let's talk about something else right now.
All right.
Let's talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez.
Former tight end for the Patriots. And Judah Larry, you have some news on him?
Outside of missing the last Super Bowl, Aaron Hernandez today was found guilty of murder, along with charges of gun possession, which is kind of an afterthought at this point. And he has been sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Racism.
So, and
they're doing it only because he's Puerto Rican.
I gotta tell you,
I'm Mexican or Colombian. What the fuck's the difference? I don't know.
But I gotta tell you, I was watching today. They were reading, and I guess they do it a little different in Massachusetts. What happened? Some guy, it wasn't the judge. It might have been the bailiff. Read to the jury. Goes, on the count of blah, 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 like, how do you find? Yeah, guilt. But then he said, guilty or not guilty? You know, I've been on jury duty and we just read it.
Yeah.
But anyway, and as they were reading his convictions, one after the other, his lawyer stood.
Yeah.
He sat. Stoic,
yeah.
And he just sat there like this.
Yeah.
And at some point he was kind of like looking off. I mean, I don't know if it's because it was a foregone conclusion and he knew he was beat, but whatever it was, he sat through the whole thing and he just, he looked like indifferent. He's like, oh yeah, are we doing this now? Like,
yeah, but you know what's really tragic about the whole situation?
What?
Seriously?
Yeah.
That fucking guy ruined my fantasy team in our league. I had that guy at tight end. I was all set to repeat as Super Bowl champion, Larry. You know what I'm talking about. Had him as a keeper in our league, and then he decides to go and off a couple of guys. What the fuck, Aaron Hernandez? At least you could have done it in the off season, and I could have cut your ass. Now what am I supposed to do? I had a spot saved for you.
Well, then I'm going to have to thank him because that's the year I won. So.
See what you did? Cocksucker.
That's it.
I hope you get shivved in prison. for what you cost me. The trophy! Better give it up to Larry, for God's sake.
That's the way it goes.
I got it back this year, though.
I got to tell you, though, Hernandez, I couldn't believe it. He just sat there. He was like,
but I, even I more importantly, I agree with you, but I have a question. What drives these players once they've achieved their life's dreams, they're rich, they're famous,
well,
they're playing on a Super Bowl, like Hernandez was part of the Patriots, like, what better situation could you hope for if you're a football player? You're on the Patriots. Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, is tossing you the rock. You put up sick numbers your first couple of years in the league. You got to go hang out in the hood and kill somebody? Right. What the fuck? I don't get it. At least pay someone to kill somebody. What the fuck?
It is the ongoing story that we've all heard a million times. Just famous people.
Yeah.
People who seemingly have everything going their way, and then they throw it all away on something stupid, whether it's drugs, whether it's violence, or some stupid thing. I don't get it. Because, you know, if you read the story about this, he was hanging out with this guy who is a, not minor league football, semi-pro.
Semi-pro, yeah.
And, you know, they had some words or something like that. Shot him, and now they find out that they think he killed some other people. And what's this guy doing?
He's just a born criminal, as it turns out. But I mean, athletes in particular seem to have this problem. If you remember Plaxico Burress a couple years ago for the Giants, shot himself in the club because he felt the need to carry a weapon with him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you call up the NFL and say, "I think I'm in danger," the NFL will send armed security guards for you. Okay, but you don't have to carry a gun into a club. That's just asking for trouble. It just seems like Lawrence Phillips. I mean, I know he hasn't been in the NFL for a while. Just found out that he was accused of killing his cellmate in prison.
That's right.
Like, it's not enough that he's in prison. He kills a guy in prison.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And, like, there's all these things if you see of, like, I'm not even going to say, like, minority players, because I think it's a poverty issue more than a race issue. But, I mean, these guys work so hard to claw themselves out of the ghetto, out of poverty, and then they do the exact, basketball players too, exact same thing. You know, wasn't Iverson involved in a shooting a couple of years ago? I mean, what the fuck? Seriously, man, like, you work so hard so you can get caught in some gang bullshit or some beef from 20 years ago from the neighborhood? What the fuck? What the guy?
You've got the world by the balls, you're throwing it all out.
Disrespected you? What the fuck?
Didn't we just talk about this last week? That rapper DMX.
Oh yeah.
Here's this guy. He's got already enough money from his rapping career. He was in that horrible movie with Steven Seagal. But he's got everything pretty much lined up. What does he do? He robs some guy at a gas station.
Jersey.
Why do you need to do that? I mean, that's just beyond stupid. You've got everything hooked up. Don't fuck it up. It's as simple as that.
It is really one of the most baffling occurrences in modern day life that I struggle to explain. Because you don't want to be reduced to, well, that's their nature. That's truly racist. That's their nature. But without saying that, how else do you explain this bullshit? I mean, they're smart enough to get... Suge Knight is another one. Look at Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Fucking guy, did you see that video of him running over somebody?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And that's just the latest one. I mean, he's been accused of all sorts of shit.
But there's a common denominator in all of them. People who take drugs, people who do the... Like, look, even when we were talking before about Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
You're a congressman. You're actually on the up and coming. Here's what you're doing. You're texting pictures of your junk to people, and you throw your career away.
Yeah.
And you discredit yourself.
Not once, by the way. Twice.
Brett Favre got in trouble for that, doing that in football. Then you read about, like, those guys. I used to think he was pretty funny. Chris Farley. Here's a guy, and John Belushi is another. Here are these guys, they got the life, but they're taking drugs, they're doing speedballs or eight balls, whatever it's called. And Farley, too. And they're dead.
Yep.
You've got the world by the balls. You've got a job that everybody would kill for. You've got millions. You know, figure it out. Stop doing
Greg
Giraldo
is another one. One of our favorite comedians. Giraldo was like, if you've never heard of Greg Giraldo, go do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube. If you just watch his Comedy Central roast highlights, the guy was a genius. And it's all on YouTube. The guy struggled with his demons for years. He was a lawyer initially. He had graduated law school, gave up law to become a comedian. And he was just starting to... We were talking about this on the car ride over to the studios tonight. He had the... Like, to your point, he had life by the balls. He was just starting to figure it out. And he fucked up. He overdosed. He killed himself. Left behind children, a wife. You know, it's like... I don't understand. To me, that's selfishness. Compare it like, and again, Larry and I tend to talk about these things on the way over to the studio. Like, even though Larry doesn't care for him as a comedian, Patrice O'Neill, when he passed away from diabetes. He had a stroke and he died. It wasn't that he was doing drugs. He never drank. No. That's different. You know, that's just a tragedy in the truest sense of the word. Right. You know,
yeah,
like,
but we're not talking about
that. We're talking about someone who
throw it away.
Exactly. There's a difference. See, I refuse to call those tragedies. I don't call Robin Williams a tragedy. Well, maybe, because his might have been a mental issue, right? But I mean, I don't call Plaxico Burress a tragedy. I don't call Aaron Hernandez a tragedy. I don't call Suge Knight a tragedy. These or anybody in that situation. Because these people chose to do what they do. They weren't forced to do it. They wanted to do that shit. And sociologically speaking, Larry, I don't even understand... What drives people to do that? Like I said, at the very least, hire someone to do your dirty work. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Yeah, and especially in the case of Hernandez. He's young. He's on the best team.
Great hands.
Over the other day. And he just, right before this, it was like 6 months away, he had signed the contract.
Super with the contract, Patriots, huge
like
contract.
$40 million, $50 million, something crazy.
By the way, people think Rob Gronkowski, the other tight end, the Gronk, is the shit, and he is to some extent on the Patriots. The only reason he got a chance is because Hernandez got himself in jail, got himself arrested. Hernandez was the shit on that team at tight end.
Yeah.
And if you remember, they ran two tight end sets, which was Gronk and Hernandez. And Hernandez was the speed guy.
Think about that. Some front office.
Unbelievable.
On a separate note, look at the guys they get.
But I mean, why aren't, you know, so.
Yeah, but the throwing it all away. I don't get it. It's almost like it's too much for people. Look, I don't dump on people who have, like you said, demons or mental problems. And, you know, I mean, there were guys like Kurt Cobain. He had a lot of issues. He wasn't just partying. He had a lot of problems. And Courtney Love being one of them. But it's a shame.
It's a damn shame. That's all you could say about it. It's a damn fucking shame.
Yeah.
All right, Judah Larian. What do you think? You have anything else you want to talk about with the viewers this week?
I think that's good enough. Because if we get into another topic,
we're long again. Don't get used to hour and a half shows. 90-minute shows are not going to be the norm around here. We don't get paid enough to do that, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, clock it at about an hour-ish. Give or take.
I'm getting paid in water.
Okay, so we're just going to put up one more gratuitous tit shot behind us because we love tits. There you go, Larry. Tweak the nipple a little bit. Nice! Bare breasts, nice, love them.
Alright.
Anyway, hope you've enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen. Entertained, informed, illuminated a bit, basking in the radiance of our knowledge, any way you want to phrase it. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Join us again next week when the topics will be anything similar, maybe even dopier as far as I know. But until then, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judah Larry M. Peace.
Join us every week at TheRiotShow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judah Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice. Are 16-year-old girls legal in Tennessee? Just asking for a friend.